This is the intro jingle. This is the K-pop DevOps show with Eric Nam. Ooh.
Are we too Australian? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the K-pop DevOps show. Hope y'all are well. If you guys have missed the last few episodes, you guys are missing out because we have been having some conversations with Eric, Jacob, and Kevin from The Boys. Woo-hoo. And on today's episode, we have all three of them together.
Wowza.
In one.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. You guys, this was like your… Technically, for each of your second podcast episode.
Yeah.
Now, right? Ooh. Are you guys feeling warmed up now? Are you guys okay?
Yes. Definitely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Eric looks like he's about to fall asleep, but that's…
No, I'm good.
Been there, done that.
Do you sleep? Are you pretty sleepy? Do you sleep?
Just a bit. He has like a thing, like he's usually super energetic, but then…
Oh, okay.
I could sleep wherever, whenever.
Oh.
Like even if someone like really loud… Turns off the music like really loud or turn the light on. I could just still fall asleep.
That's a blessing.
It is.
That's a blessing.
But I can't wake up for life. Like this today, Kevin woke me up.
He has a vibrating alarm clock.
It wakes me up.
It literally shakes the whole entire dorm.
I'm not even kidding.
It wakes me up.
It's this big.
Oh, it's like a big one.
And there's like wires that connects to this like thing that shakes it and vibrates. And I put it like between my bed, right? And then when it like rings, it vibrates and shakes the whole dorm.
And you still can't get up?
Yes.
We are a living room apart from each other.
And you…
and I wake up from it. Yet he still sleeps like a baby.
Dude, that's amazing. Today, I saw you today at the shop and I… He was like, oh. And then I looked at him and was like, bro, you just woke up.
Yeah, I did.
He was like, oh, I just woke up. Okay. Well, today's episode, we're just going to chill. We're just going to talk. We're just going to, you know, have like the more group dynamic, mm-hmm. right? We got to know you guys more individually.
Yes.
But just to have you guys talk in
English
with me. To kick us off, for those of you who are not familiar with The Boys, please go get familiar with their stuff because their stuff is good and they have a lot of stuff out there.
Stop it.
So, there's a lot of content, a lot. So, whatever you like, there is something for you to like, right? If you guys had to pick one comeback or one concept or one album that you want people to go see, what is it? It
could let's say it together.
Wait,
okay.
Oh, wait, okay. Yeah. Say it together. One.
I don't know if we're thinking the same thing.
It doesn't matter. One,
doesn't matter.
Two, three.
Reveal. He said comeback.
But like, just check out Road to Kingdom.
Okay.
Because Reveal's in it.
Okay. So, Eric, you said…
Reveal.
Why?
Because that's our most recent comeback.
Uh-huh.
And that was my favorite.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about it was your… Why was it your favorite?
The song-wise and the performance-wise… That was just my style. And then… I like cute and like bright concepts. But I like… More of like a mature and like…
Stronger stuff.
Stronger stuff. Okay. That's right.
All right. So for more mature, stronger stuff… Check out Reveal.
Yes.
Kevin, you said…
I said Road to Kingdom. Which is technically not a comeback. But Reveal is in there.
There's an album.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It is. We did Checkmate. That's a comeback. But like Road to Kingdom… we did a little bit of everything. So…
Okay.
Yeah.
Road Jacob? To Kingdom.
I chose Reveal as well.
Oh, okay.
Because I feel like Reveal is when we've… I feel like as a team, we improved a lot during Reveal promotions and also prep. So I really enjoyed Reveal. And also the B-side tracks, I really enjoyed them. So.
All right. There you go. We have Reveal and Road to Kingdom. So now we have a lot of questions here that you guys wrote for each other.
Oh boy.
And I feel like this is just a good way to just get it started. All right. This question is from Jacob to Kevin.
Okay.
What's the most useless talent you have?
You Googled this.
Thank you, Google.
Useless talent? Staying awake.
Is that a talent or a curse?
It's a curse. That's why it's a useless talent.
Because I have the same useless talent. Staying awake. I feel you on that. We talked about that in our conversation. But okay. Useless talent. I mean, for you guys, when you see Kevin… Is there a useless talent that you guys see of his?
He makes use of his talent very well.
So uses all of them.
Stop it. Well, he's very talented, like all around it. So
artistically, both music and actual art. So
all right.
useless.
Thanks, guys. Shoulders wide today.
I can't think of anything.
I got one. To be honest, Kevin, not to hurt your feelings, but your fashion is not my style.
Your fashion ain't mine either.
It's my style. Don't worry.
Thank you, sir.
Wait, so what is your fashion style?
He's clean.
Very like, not very… I don't know if this fits the description, but very organized. Like, 깔끔. Like, I don't like stuff to be on like…
Your OCD. Your OCD-ness is coming out, right?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, but like… So, for example, what is stuff with stuff on your clothes?
Like,
what
he would
is
that? Wear… Like, accoutrements? He would wear… Like pants with like stripes and like… I don't know. Like
not stripes. Like
distressed.
Accoutrements. Distressed. Like distressed grunge and like…
Oh, yeah. So like ripped snake, and with a chain like snakes, design.
Like a snake.
I have no pants with snakes on.
No, like snake skin looking like… No. Listen. Snake skin looking like pants. Like you know in like at winter where you just wear this jacket. It's like…
Snake skin?
Oh. Yeah. That hurts my eye.
Why do you hate snakes?
Scared.
Snakes don't like you either.
Cause.
That's not a useless talent. That's a diss.
All right. You can stand up for your snakeskin jacket. Kevin, explain yourself. Or if you want to even address this blasphemy.
We have a phrase in Korea.
Uh-huh.
Gaincheong.
Gaincheong.
To each their own.
Personal style.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, what do you think of Eric's style?
Eric's style… Simple.
Mm.
Basic.
Ooh. Basic.
Simple is the best.
Is it though?
All right. Okay.
British Airways is proud to welcome you to our home, to the thrills of London and the hills of Scotland, to delicious roasts and stunning coasts. Then explore Paris and Madrid and roam around Europe. Devour the art and savour the food, or just shop and shop until you flop into bed. Take off to Britain and beyond. Book now for 2021 and change later with our flexible booking options. Terms apply. Visit ba.com for details.
This is a question to Eric.
Ooh.
From who? This is from Jacob. Do you want 1 5-year-old Kevin or 5 Kevins?
This is a very typical question from our fans.
Yeah. Oh, have you had this question before?
Every member has had this question.
Really?
I think, yeah.
Well,
think.
What do you think? Have you answered this one before?
No.
Not okay. Kevin.
5 Kevins or 1 5-year-old Kevin?
Both are fine, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Both
so
are fine.
So, how about 6 Kevins?
No 6 Kevins.
No 6 Kevins.
Up to 5.
Up
max.
To 5. Okay. Who is a member that you're like, I do not want 5 of you?
Sonu. Sonu.
Why?
He's like the opposite of me.
Oh yeah. Mm.
Like, I'm super close with him.
Mm.
But he's just opposite.
Like,
he doesn't like put back his clothes after
wearing them.
Yeah, wearing them.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't clean up after himself.
Uh-huh.
Like he cleans up after a week.
Dude.
Like he orders like food, he eats them, he leaves it on the table, he cleans it after like a week.
But you like cleaning. So you need each other.
Oh, it's
a symbiotic
relationship.
You need each other.
I do clean for him.
It's like he knows you're there. So
yeah.
He's like,
ah.
Exactly. That's why I don't want 6 of them. I mean 5 of them. Too much.
There's so much anger.
I've heard this question from I think Kevin. This is the first question that you… Or one of the discussions we had had. Okay. Is a hamburger a sandwich?
Oh gosh.
Now this is from Jacob to Eric.
Oh.
We had this conversation. So
yeah. Hamburger.
Is a hamburger a sandwich?
Hamburger.
Yeah.
Is it a sandwich? Yes or no?
Wait, so is a hamburger a sandwich?
Yeah, yes. We're asking you. You're not asking us, we're asking you.
Oh, so you're not asking me which one I like better?
No.
The question is, does a hamburger fall into the category of a sandwich?
Yes.
Is a hamburger a sandwich?
Or is a sandwich
yes.
a hamburger?
Oh.
Yes.
Why?
Why?
Explain.
Because look, hamburger, it has 2 bread on top and the bottom, right? Like one uh-huh. on top and
yes.
bottom.
Yeah.
Sandwich, same. Bread on top and the bottom. And what's in like between those breads, it's like basically similar.
Then it's
meat, lettuce, tomato, ding 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 ding.
Etc.
Oh yeah. ETC.
Then is sandwich a burger?
Is a sandwich soup?
A burger?
Well, sandwich is not a burger.
Why? By your logic,
because
sandwich
it tastes
is a burger.
Different.
Oh, is it rectangle square kind of thing?
I don't know, guys. My head hurts already.
Okay.
Pass.
Okay. This is a question from Eric to Kevin.
Okay.
Kevin.
Yes.
What do you like about Eric from The Boys?
Not much. I'm
kidding. Okay.
What is there to like? 자랑 좀 해주세요. What is there to like about Eric?
Oh, I just want compliments to be said about him. Eric, he's very energetic. Uh-huh. I appreciate that. Even when the team is tired yeah. and down, he's the one that brings the tension up. Uh-huh. So I appreciate him for that. And for being clean.
And for being
cleaning
clean.
Up after if certain members.
If there's one thing, and this is not, you don't dislike about Eric.
Okay.
But if there's one thing that you're like, 아, 이건 좀 고쳤으면 좋겠다. If there's one thing that you think Eric would, you would like to see him fix or improve.
The ability to wake up without a vibrating alarm clock yeah. that shakes the entire
Word.
Door.
Word.
Oh, that's not possible.
Dream big.
The purpose of having that alarm mm-hmm. clock is to not wake me up. It's to wake the members up so the members could wake me up.
But I don't know what the difference is. Like, this, I go in, I say, Eric, wake up. And he wakes up. But with this… just sleeping peacefully.
Maybe he thinks of it as like a massage chair. You know?
Yeah. He got a lot better though. When we were trainees…
Oh, yeah,
we would have to like wake him up like 6 times.
I have sprayed him in…
For him to just open his eyes.
Oh.
But now…
Should we tell him about the episode? Where
I sprayed you in the face with water.
Me and Sonu, we promised each other to pour a bucket of water to wake each other up.
Did you do it?
Yeah, we did it. There's even a video of it.
And we have like a spray bottle. I think I've sprayed him in the face like 3 times.
It's like a little cat. When a cat misbehaves.
Because like… Spray him in the face.
Right. You know… Enjoy it while it lasts. Because it doesn't last forever. True. Just I'm going to say that. Maybe when you get to Kevin's age… You're going to be on our side of…
It's a talent. It's to be able to sleep.
Yeah. It really… It's a blessing. Alright. This is a question from Eric to Jacob. When was the angriest time or day of your life? Why did you ask this question?
Because I haven't seen Jacob get mad.
Ever.
Ever.
Oh.
Or even angry.
Kevin, have you? Have you seen Jacob get mad or angry?
No, I've seen him get mad like maybe twice. But I haven't seen him get angry. That's like the
like,
difference.
Ugh!
Yeah. I have seen him get mad but not angry.
Okay.
What's the difference?
There's one time…
There's a difference.
Look, okay, explain the difference between mad and angry.
Okay, look, mad is like…
They're synonyms.
Angry is like… Mad is more of like a frustrated. Angry is more of like…
So angry is a ugly version of mad?
Yes.
So you think angry is more worse. Intense than
yes.
mad? Okay, so mad can be like upset.
Yeah, and frustrated.
Okay. Angry is it's like rage. It's like Hulk.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, Kevin, have you ever seen Jacob be angry or mad?
I've seen him mad. But angry? Not angry.
Yes.
Okay, now that we've defined yes. angry… Jacob, have you ever been angry? Like truly rage-filled in your life?
Oh, yes. This is more when I was younger. Uh-huh. So it was me and my brother
yeah.
and my cousin. And we were playing with playing cards.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure which one they were. But like we were done playing and then… I think we got into an argument. And then… Was it my cousin? I don't know if it was my cousin or my brother. But they picked up the cards and threw it at my back. And that hurt. Like it really hurt. Like… Was it 51 cards? Like, stacked together? It really hurts. So I turn around and then I swore at my brother or cousin. Ooh. I don't remember. Like out of anger. I was like, what the…
Oh wow.
Yeah.
And I was pretty young back then. But every time I swore back then, I used to pray. I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have sworn.
I thought you like stabbed someone and did something so bad that you were… You swore to yourself that you would never be mad or angry again.
No. And then…
But it was just cards.
Like a few years down the road… I still did that whenever I got mad or did something. I pray. But then I realized that maybe I should stop swearing. So I don't really swear anymore.
He have never sworn before.
You've never heard him swear?
Yeah.
Ever?
Look, this is an episode. We take acting lessons. Acting lessons at our company. And then like the 대사. The line. It has a curse word in it.
Yeah.
We would have to say that since it's like practice and it's acting, right? It's part of acting. Right. But Jacob is like, oh, sorry, teacher, I can't do this. There's a curse word in it. I can't do this.
Aww. Soft Jacob.
So he never swears.
So after that incident, you have not sworn.
Oh, maybe like in my head, but like,
isn't that worse?
Not out loud. And there's probably times I like used like a similar sounding word.
Yeah.
But I haven't actually like.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, when you do, call me.
we'll call you.
Yeah, call me. Be like, you will not believe what just happened.
Okay.
Do you guys get angry pretty ever?
Kevin?
I'm
pretty chill.
Yeah.
Eric can get feisty. Eric can get feisty.
What does he get feisty about?
People don't clean up.
I swear. And please, everyone, clean after yourself. Even like when it comes to his own skills and stuff, if something's not working out, he gets pretty frustrated because he wants to do better. But there's times, you know, hits the wall.
Right.
Those times he gets frustrated at himself.
Everybody has those days. Everybody has those days.
It's a Hannah Montana reference. Sorry.
How did the song go? All right. So next question. So Kevin had asked Jacob, would you shave off your eyebrows if it would give Kevin a chance to meet Beyonce? Jacob said yes.
Yes.
Now, the question is, I guess. What artist would you want Kevin to shave his eyebrows off for you to meet?
Oh. Me to meet.
Or what's like a worse thing than shaving off an eyebrow for you? What would you require Kevin to do?
No hair from the neck up?
No. Chop off a toe?
Chop off a toe? What?
Jacob's not… His brain is too kind.
He's just like…
No eyelashes.
No eyelashes.
No eyelashes.
But I need those.
All right, you do.
It's part of health.
It is part of health. But okay, so Jacob, like who would you want to meet? Is there like a…
To be honest, there's many people I'm like big fans of, but not as much as he is with Beyonce.
True.
So. All right.
Black is King streaming on Disney Plus.
I swear this dude is getting paid by Disney. He's getting paid by Beyonce and Disney to say this stuff. Eric, do you have anybody that you would want to like… You know, you get to shave off Kevin and Jacob's eyebrows and you get to meet this person. Or you get to do something.
Taemin Sambinim.
Do what?
Taemin Sambinim.
Taemin. Taemin Sambinim.
He's my role model.
Say hi.
Hi. Taemin Sambinim. Oh, I have someone.
Who?
Just not like… He's a sports.
Sports?
Maybe LeBron James.
LeBron James.
Any top NBA LeBron player.
Did you watch Last Dance?
No.
Ooh, you gotta watch it.
I have it though. I can watch it.
You should watch it.
Yeah.
It's really good. It's a…
Sports.
It's a Michael Jordan documentary.
Is it on Netflix?
It's on Netflix.
It's called Last Dance?
Last Dance. It's really good. It talks about like Michael Jordan and like the Bulls. The Chicago Bulls when they were like… They what? Won like 6 or 7 world championships.
Yeah.
And so it's like talking about that life.
What about Space Jam?
You know what? I want to watch that.
Did they not mention it in the movie?
They did mention it.
Okay.
Oh.
I watched it a long time ago and I was like, oh, I should watch it. And then I haven't.
One was supposed to come out with LeBron. I don't know what's happening.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, aren't they doing that?
I'm not sure.
Something like that.
So many remakes.
I don't know. All right. This is for Eric from Kevin. As an avid consumer of ramyun…
Yes.
Would you rather be bald for life or have noodles for hair? I don't know. This is literally what he wrote. I didn't come up with these.
Noodles for hair.
There's weird things going on in here. I'm sorry.
Let's hear this.
That's greasy.
I'll say noodles for hair.
But it's like loose. Like what if you're on stage?
It's soggy.
It's better than having nothing.
but there's like, bald people.
When you're in the sun, it's gonna get like…
I know. I'm not saying I don't… What do you say?
It's crispy in the sun. Oh yeah. Push him over. Push.
It cooks when it's I mean, it's better than having nothing.
I mean, you can grow it.
I mean, I'm not saying that bald people are like… Yeah. I'm just saying that…
You would prefer to have hair.
I would prefer to have hair.
Yeah.
Than to be bald.
It's not hair. It's noodles.
But if I dye it black, it might look like a hair.
What?
But it's still noodles. It has like the texture and consistency of noodles.
And it's round.
I can eat it whenever I'm hungry.
But it came out of your scalp.
came out of my skull.
It came out of your
you probably
scalp.
Have enough.
I don't know, y'all. That's sorry. Some wild questions. How much do you love ramyun?
I ate it yesterday. I ate it the day before yesterday. I ate it the day before yesterday. Yesterday, I did.
So like every day.
Yeah.
He has ramyun for blood.
What is your go-to?
Go.
Yeah. What do you always eat? Which ramyun is it? Is it always different? Is it one brand?
It's always different. Sometimes I push a mogo. Sometimes I eat noguri. Sometimes I eat like shilramyun. Sometimes I eat buldak. Sometimes I eat.
Okay.
Kirimyun.
Last meal on earth. You have one bag of ramyun. Which one is it?
Oh, this is some serious question.
This is the most serious he's taking a question. All day.
I say noguri.
Noguri.
Good stuff.
Why?
The noodle it's thick.
It's thicker than the shinramyun and stuff.
That's true. Now imagine
like
that.
The kungmul, the soup. It tastes good.
So I think we have very similar taste in food. AKA we like junk food.
Yes.
Oh, he loves jelly and stuff.
Jelly? I love jelly, french fry, ramen, gopchang.
Gopchang is not good for you, bro.
Is it not?
It's like the worst thing for you.
Really?
Yeah. I shouldn't have said that. Right. Do you like gopchang?
I do.
They don't eat gopchang.
I do eat gopchang. What are you talking about?
You guys
bro?
Don't eat gopchang. You guys don't eat gogi. You guys don't eat anything.
I eat
gopchang.
I had gogi for lunch today.
Meat?
Okay, wait. Okay. In your perspective, Eric, what do Kevin and Jacob eat?
Salad. Dakgasamsal.
Like every
chicken
day?
Breast.
That's like it?
Salad.
That's Kevin.
Cereal. Some… kind of weird looking like food. I don't even know what that is.
No, I'm all protein.
Look, like whenever I'm at Sukseo at dorm, I would like order delivery food that's like tteokbokki, gopchang, or some chicken or something, pizza.
I eat chicken.
Jacob, he will order something like from what is it called? Sprout?
Oh, I eat Sprout. It's
like a vegan…
It's vegan.
Catering.
But just for my health, I would get the smoothies and the oat bars.
So like,
and just every day, start my day with a smoothie. Well, there's nothing wrong with smoothies.
Nothing wrong with smoothies.
Yeah, nothing wrong with vegans and smoothie. But I'm just saying like… How do you survive just only eating those kind of stuff?
I mean…
When we dance like 6 hours a day. That's my point.
You guys, Eric is triggered right now. He's triggered on food. All right. I mean, so you like to eat healthy.
Yeah. So
vegan stuff.
Yes. Well, not just vegan, but like I'm not a
vegan.
The vegan or
vegetarian.
Anything like that. It's just I enjoy the food.
Okay.
And I like the healthier options.
Okay.
So even when everyone eats together, if it's not healthy like how I expect to eat. Mm. I order my own stuff.
Okay.
But it's not like I don't eat. I just eat different food.
Well, I mean that takes a lot of discipline to do that.
Too. Yeah.
Because whenever I'm in the States, I'm like I'm vegan and I'm have plant-based food. Do like Beyond Burgers and then I come to Korea.
Beyond Burger.
And then I'm like, give me that carby. Give me that chicken. Like forget that. But so Kevin, you are also a very healthy eater as well.
I like a balanced diet and my insides are very sensitive. And so milk is a no-no.
Oh, oat milk. Oat milk.
Yes, oat milk. Yeah. And like greasy food doesn't cooperate with my body. I just eat healthy, man. What's wrong with that? Try it sometime. You'll have better skin. You always ask me how I have good skin. Eat healthy. Aw.
All right. So, we have some questions here from fans, from Suntastic Baby. If you were to compare your life back in the pre-debut early debut days with your life now, how would you describe it?
Ooh.
Do you feel any change? Is it good? Is it bad? Everybody's proud of you and what you've achieved so far. I mean, this is a very generic question. But like, more than just being like, oh, I feel good. Let's do this. To make it a little more interesting. How do you think your other members have changed since debut and before debut?
Got it.
Okay.
I'll say it's me first.
Yeah.
Let's talk about improvements first.
Yes.
He's gotten better at waking up.
Oh, okay.
Definitely.
Important.
He went from taking 30 minutes to like 2 minutes. Which is big improvement.
Big
improvement.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people say… Since when we debuted, he is still very young, but he was very, very young. And so His baby face is turning into… Oh,
it's maturing.
Yeah, it's maturing. So visually, he's become very attractive. Is
he's becoming a man.
Boys to men.
Boys to men.
Yes.
The men's.
The men's.
And even with… whether it be rap, vocal or dance… Mm. He's improved a lot. And he works really hard. Which is probably why he's improved a lot. So
okay.
That's good to see.
All right. Kevin, anything? If you don't have anything to add… I mean up to you.
Yeah.
I'm still thinking about the diss.
It was the diss.
Doing your snake skin.
I think he's matured a lot. In a way… he knows when to save words. Because before… He used to be louder. If that's even possible.
I'm just kidding. It was possible.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool about… Yeah. Eric. Improvements.
All right.
Yeah.
Anything that's gotten…
Worse?
A little… You know… I don't want to say worse. Oh… Ashua?
Is it the same thing? It's different in like current in English.
I liked Eric's baby face.
No, you should have seen my baby face.
It's cute.
We can look it up.
It's cute.
Type up the boy's Eric, and then if you scroll down, there's like my debut photo and
debut
photo. That's
T is silent.
Debut.
Wait, time out. No freaking way.
Wait, show me first.
Uh-oh.
Show me.
There's already a camera.
Oh, is this you?
Oh
my god.
What is that?
Wait. That's my middle school.
What a cutie. Oh gosh, look at those teeth.
Wow.
That glow up though.
That glow up though.
Seventh grade.
That's cute though.
Oh my god.
You gonna see one of my baby face at debut.
Search up the 소년.
Oh, that's
Eric.
Right.
Yeah.
See, wow. Baby Eric.
What a baby.
Was 18?
Looks
in Korea. In Korea.
Yeah. 18 in Korea.
So you were like 16.
Man.
That's when I was 16.
Oh my god, what a fetus. Wait, where'd that photo go?
Fetus.
So yeah, growing up. You're growing up before our very eyes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, who's next? Who
Let's talk about Kevin.
Okay.
We need to talk about Kevin.
Okay, let's go for it. Eric.
Stellar film. Everybody watch it.
It's called Generation Z, right?
And I was talking about the…
There's a movie as well.
You don't know the movie, do you?
You gotta hongbo our…
Uncultured swine.
You gotta hongbo our stuff, bro. Man, what you doing?
Okay. Anyways, we gotta talk about Kevin.
All right.
First, his improvements. He improved in drawing.
What? Drawing?
He's
really good at drawing.
He's
really?
Our team illustrator.
Oh. Like whenever there's a member's birthday or like our…
Staff's birthday.
Our company lady… Company lady. Our company lady's birthday.
Yeah.
We would write like… It's just like a message.
Yeah.
And then we would send it to him. And then he would like organize it. And then he would draw like
the card.
The card. And then he would just put it in.
Okay.
And he has his like own thing he does for the fans. And like he draws…
Moon scribbles.
Oh, what's that? What's moon scribbles? It's a hashtag.
He just draws whatever comes to mind.
Have him Google it. It might come out.
It's very high quality. And he's done like album stuff for us before.
Wow. It's so pretty.
It's the inebriated spider in my brain.
Are these all… Oh wow.
And he uses the pad.
Like this stuff?
Oh yeah.
Oh, that was so long ago. Can we not look at it?
There's like…
Go to imaginary parties in our make-believe
world. Oh.
Oh wow. That's so cool. Alright. So he's a great drawer.
Oh, he designed our albums too.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one? Like all of them or…
For our second mini album… We had a limited edition one. But then for our… What was it? No Air was… Fourth.
I think, yeah.
No. Yes, fourth mini album. We just had three different versions. And I took
third
care
mini
of
album.
Third mini album. Right Here wasn't a mini album.
It was true. True. Yeah.
The third mini album, No Air.
Yeah. So I designed… There were three different versions. And I just designed one.
Oh, okay.
Instead of it being
Jacob
a limited
took
edition.
Like photos.
This is such an artistic group.
Thank you.
I feel like I'm lacking in so many ways. I am horrible at drawing.
Same.
See, Eric.
Eric's are bad at drawing.
We're just bad at drawing. Yeah. But also, I found out that your original English name was Max.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
what did you know?
I found it.
You did?
Explain yourself, you imposter, Eric.
Max? Okay, my name… Bad.
Rubik's Cube. Oh, right.
Maybe that's why you're good at it.
Why?
Sorry.
Because… Sorry.
Never mind.
Yeah.
He referred to it.
when you were… But never mind.
Go ahead.
Well, Max was my first ever English name that I had. But then when I was like leaving to the States… My mom was like, oh, I don't like Max. Like, I don't like the name. So I think you should change it to something else. And then at that time, my mom liked Eric somebody name from China. She's like, it should be Eric. And I'm like, what? Okay. And then since then, I was Eric.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you used to be Max.
Yeah. I used to be Max.
Max.
Right. Okay, Young
Max
J.
On.
Young J.
He has so many names.
Young J, Max, Eric.
Okay. All right. So let's get back to Kevin. Though. Okay. So
improvement.
He's a great drawer. He's a great
chef,
illustrator, chef.
Yes, he's good at
cooking.
Oh, okay. What's a good?
He's good at baking.
Ooh, he makes.
I'm pretty sure he knows how to make food, but never really like seen him do too much like food.
Because there's no oven in Korea. So it's like oven built in houses.
Right. Yeah.
So he's done more like treats.
Okay.
And. Nice. He makes his own food for himself.
Remember the time when he cooked brownies for our dancers?
Oh yeah.
And he gave it out to them.
The fudge?
Oh, nice.
It was fudge.
Fudge. Oh, it was fudge.
So basically we had a…
연말 무대.
연말 무대.
Year-end
performance. And we had dancers with us. But you know like holidays… You know like you bake stuff and you share them. And you bring them to like potlucks and stuff.
Right.
So I used to do that in Canada. And I just felt like doing it here.
Mm.
And I remember on Christmas… Midnight… We were practicing and all the dancers were there with us.
Mm.
Like if it was just us… It would have just been like whatever. But like these dancers… There were like… How many of them?
I think…
Over like almost 20? 15?
15.
Yeah. And I just felt like really thankful for them. Mm. So yeah. Just give them…
That's
nice. Yeah.
That's so nice. Yeah. I can't cook anymore.
Same. I can't cook. I can only cook ramen.
I mean that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah. And kum ramen.
That's a really big deal. So okay. Cool. So great cook. Great illustrator. What is one thing that Kevin could further improve?
Further improve?
Like, a lot.
Like well you know. I don't know. I feel like we've only said so many nice things.
Sleeping.
Sleeping. Okay, wait. What have you tried to try to go to sleep?
Melatonin.
Yeah.
Melatonin. I've tried earplugs. Nothing works. Blindfold. I've tried blindfolds. Like a bunch of fragrances.
Mm.
But yeah.
Is it? You guys all live in a dorm, right? Mm,
yeah.
Is it tough? Is that? Do you think that's part of it?
Like, yeah.
Living with a ton of different dudes.
I have trouble getting to sleep in the first place. Like whether it's with other people or by myself.
Yeah.
But in those lucky moments where I actually do fall asleep… Somebody opens the door, goes to the washroom and I wake up. And so there's that unfortunate part. But yeah.
I think for me it's temperature. Temperature is like the biggest. It has to be cold. If it's not cold I can't sleep. That's me.
Oh okay.
That was what I feel.
There's something about like… Cuddling in your sheets when it's cold.
I just want to be inside. And be like
I feel yeah.
Cold and, but yeah, sleep is again. Eric is blessed.
You're blessed.
I fall asleep on the ground, the couch. I even fell asleep while taking a shower.
You fell asleep standing up.
I fell asleep while standing up. I'm not. Even, I was dancing right. I was dancing, and it's like our dance teacher is like, oh, you two, you could just rest for a bit, because I'm just gonna work with these people for now. And okay. I was just standing, was watching them, and I fell asleep. And Jacob saw me fall asleep while standing.
No, and then he was watching 17 Sonmaenim's concert on his phone, like a clip. And he's like, "Oh, Jacob, come watch this, so cool." I was like, "Yeah, sure." And then I was like, "Oh, look at this!"
Slowly starts to tilt.
No, it was like on a table. I was like, "Oh, yo, this is cool." And he's like, and he's standing up. He's sleeping. I was like,
and
this one time,
when we were like on our promotion, so tiring, and I just took a shower, right? And I took a shower, and then like the hot water is coming out. It's very relaxing.
Yeah.
And I like put my head against the wall, like at the
as
corner.
As you were showering,
yeah. Like if this is like the corner of the wall, just put my head against it, and fell asleep like this.
It's like a shower.
I didn't come out for like 20 to 30 minutes. So this my friend, like the other member, he like unlocked the door and came in, and I was like sleeping with this.
Good thing you left it unlocked.
I'm starting to wonder if you're…
Good thing I didn't drown.
You could have drowned.
Wow. You could have slept when you woke up.
Now I'm starting to wonder if this is a medical condition where you just fall asleep everywhere. Yeah.
Maybe it's okay. Not such a blessing after all.
Oh my gosh. We spoke about Eric. We spoke about Kevin. Now let's talk about Jacob.
Jacob.
Yeah. How has he changed from debut?
I think Jacob has gotten more expressive.
Oh yeah. Definitely.
Much more expressive.
Definitely.
Whether it be like just in casual conversation or performance.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Everybody injongs
it. I love… Like, he's gotten more expressive.
Yes.
No, but really, I learned to open up more.
Yeah.
Whether it's to the fans or to the members mm-hmm. or to my family. Mm-hmm. Since I'm so far away from them. Mm. And I've known I've always been the type to not open up.
Uh-huh.
And my mom was always like… telling me why don't you like say anything mm. and same with my friends and after I realized that I've been slowly trying to open up it's like it's not like I don't want to it's just I don't think of opening mm. up it just doesn't come to my head but I realized sometimes that makes the person that's with me uncomfortable there are plenty of instances where that happened so I'm trying to not repeat that
everybody has such different personalities. Right. Like, I remember there was one point where somebody, I think it was at church or somewhere, and somebody goes, "When's the last time you told your family that you love them?" Like, you called
That's
your
such
mom
a
or
church
dad,
thing to
right?
hear,
right? Such a church thing. But it was literally the first time I thought about that. I was like, "Oh, never." And I was like, "Maybe I should do that." And they're like, "I want you to go home and tell your mom and dad you love them." I was like, "You want me to do what?" And I remember it was like really awkward, but like you have to get into the practice of being like, "I love you." And then it becomes more natural. I don't know. It was weird for me.
It's a question mark.
Yeah. I don't say that too much.
See? Yeah. You don't say that either, right?
Eric,
what's wrong with us?
What's wrong with Eric?
I say that
do
all
you?
The time.
Yeah,
you
I do too.
It's just
Canada.
Before I went to sleep, I would always tell my mom I loved her.
Aww.
Because back then, I was like, "Oh, what if, tomorrow something like unexpected happens?" I would want the last words she hears to be, "I love you" from her son. So to my parents,
Jacob.
Whenever we end
I might cry, I'm not even kidding.
Eric's gonna stop it!
So to my parents, after I call them, I always tell them I love them.
But why do you think like that?
I mean, because you never know. You can't take anything for granted. So.
You never know what's gonna happen right now. Like, it's coming.
So
can I swear?
Kevin just got smacked by his members.
You can swear, but they're gonna do beep.
So Eric, when's the last time you told your mom that you love her?
Probably like 38 years ago. Well, probably like I don't know, like a couple years ago maybe.
Oh.
Really? I think last Girl. Time I said I love you was when she came to our debut showcase.
Was it like she was in the audience and you were telling the fans, "I love you"?
right. She was one of them. So.
She was one of the fans. She was in the audience. So technically,
she was in the audience. Okay, I love you. 사랑합니다. She was one of them.
So. Smooth.
Oh man, but Kevin, you're pretty expressive.
Yeah, with my parents. Uh-huh. Yeah. At the end of every call. They say I love you and they don't hang up until I say I love you back. And so it's kind of forced upon. But I do love my parents.
It's that passive aggressive Asian tiger mom dad thing going on. But
Reverse psychology.
Oh, awesome. Okay, so we have like a few games that we can play.
Ooh.
Just so we can, you know, people can get to know you guys a little bit better. All right, here we go. Let me pull these up. All right, so… This is a who is most likely to.
Ooh.
Okay. Oh.
It's very simple. It's very self-explanatory. I'm going to read a prompt. And you guys point to whoever you think is most likely. And then I will say who it is. And if you guys have anything that might be more interesting, feel free to do it. So put the question out as well. All right. So first one. Who is most likely to watch romantic comedies, rom-coms? 1, 2, 3. Oh, okay, so two votes for Eric and then Jacob pointed at himself. Eric pointed at himself too. Your favorite romantic comedy, what is it?
Notebook.
This guy loves the
Is
notebook.
That comedy? That's not comedy though.
That's not comedy, but that's
romantic. Just a that's a romantic.
Oh, sorry, romantic comedy.
Yeah.
I like comedy.
I'll still you.
Yeah, I like comedy and romantic. Hey, I'm a romantic guy.
Oh, is actually, he a romantic
can I switch
guy?
To Eric?
Okay, fine.
It's been a while since I've watched romantic
yeah, I like romantic movies.
Okay, so you love The Notebook. What else is on your list? How many times have you watched The Notebook?
3 times.
Wow.
That's Wait, cool. that's not Ryan Gosling and…
We watched it together.
Yeah.
Yeah. They grow old and…
Yeah.
Okay.
And like half of us cried.
I cried too.
Yeah.
We all watched it together but when we were trainees.
It's not a comedy.
No.
Okay. Our company lady, she was like…
Y'all need to feel emotions.
Yeah, you guys watch need to get notebook. Emotional. But when you want… If you want to write like the lyrics… Uh-huh. Or if you want to sing better and express yourself better… You guys… Like get together! And we got into Haitian. Uh-huh. Right? This room. And then she turns on a notebook. Watch this. And then,
at first, half training, of the guys were like… Oh,
why?
Man.
Why are you watching this?
But by the end…
It's
crying.
But it's… Give me the tissue!
But like seriously though… It's like… If you watch it and you don't cry, you're not human.
Hey, I mean, don't say that. Everyone, there might be people who didn't
look,
cry.
Did you not cry?
I actually don't remember like finishing the movie.
Okay.
I'm sure I did, but I don't… I have the worst… The point to which I have a bad memory is… I will go through an entire movie and I'll be like… Wait, I feel like I've seen this before. And then I'll watch the next scene. I'm like… Wait… They copied the scene from another movie. Like, and then it ends up being the same movie. Like, I've done this so many times. So, I just have a bad memory. It's really bad. Happens. Anyways. Okay, second question. Okay. Who is most likely to become friends with strangers?
Oh,
1, 2, 3.
Eric.
Who have you seen him become friends with that you're like… Can you… Like, even this person? Why?
Okay, hold up. Oh, there's so many.
Or there's Eric, who is the most random person you've befriended?
Random person?
Yeah.
Random person.
Or unexpected friendship.
My friend's dad. Why?
Were you friends with that friend before? Or did you make friends with his dad first?
Oh, I was friends with him.
Okay.
I got close to his dad so much that we went to go watch a baseball game without him.
He replaced…
Wow.
He replaced his son.
Yeah. I'm not even kidding. Like, since I can't drive, he took me to a baseball game.
What's your friend's name?
My friend's name? Oh, I forgot. I think it was…
Do you know the dad's name?
What?
Do you know the dad's name?
Yeah, it was like Jeff.
This dude.
He had like a SUV. Always like parked like right in front of the garage. Not even in the garage.
But you don't know your friend's name.
I forgot. I'm not… There's so many… They look alike. But I know the last name. It's like Jeff.
Of course they look alike.
It's his dad. It's his son.
It was Jeff.
Okay. All right.
Hi, well, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. Hope you're doing well. Eric remembers you fondly. Have you guys seen him become friends with anyone? You're like, why?
Or like, I think just like when we were seniors. Mm. Like I just remember him whenever we, you know, like you inzai at Umak Bangsong. He would just be very like… Eager to like, just talk when everyone else was like, we're new here.
We're new here. Oh, that was how… This is how I got close to Mark from GOT7.
Okay.
Like,
Yeah.
It was during like No Air era. Like we went to Music Bank and we did the insa to GOT7 sambinim. And then I was like just randomly just like yelled out, Mark sambinim, I'm also from LA. And since there's like an official Instagram, it was like, oh really? Hey, do you have an Instagram that I could like just be friends with you? And oh, sorry, I don't have an Instagram because I'm Chinese. And it's like, oh, okay, well, give me your number after and then we could just hang out. And then that's how I got close to Mark.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is Jeff also from LA?
Jeff listening.
All these LA dudes. Yeah. All right. So you see Mark often?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's super chill.
Please send him our regards.
Yes.
All right. Next question. Who is most likely to be a heartbreaker? 1, 2, 3.
God.
Heartbreaker?
Don't know. Oh, I don't know. I actually don't know.
I don't know.
So Kevin pointed Jacob. Jacob points Kevin. Eric points to himself.
Because I have a lot of anger. I'm like crying. It's like heartbreak.
What if they enjoy seeing you suffering?
Wait, actually no. I changed to Kevin.
Why?
I don't know. I just pointed to Kevin. I don't know about this one.
Y'all don't know me.
This is all pointed at Eric.
Me?
Eric.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry to all you people before me. Wait, what? Sorry. Okay.
Can't even say I love you to your parents.
I can't. I have no heart. Okay, next question. Who is most likely to go skydiving?
Oh.
One, two, three.
He's already done it.
What?
Yeah.
This little kid
it's
is just
like… It's all Eric.
Okay.
Wild child.
Would you want to?
Jacob
yes.
Wouldn't do that for his life.
No, I'm not scared of… I am scared of heights. I'm not like… That reluctant. I would enjoy it with all the members.
Kevin, have you?
I would rather skydive than bungee jump.
Dude, I've done both. I agree with you. Bungee is horrible.
Because like… Skydiving, you just go down, but bungee jump, you have to go down and then come back up.
Dude, it's not just that. Like skydive, you have somebody attached
right,
to
right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're gonna go. I'm like, okay. Oh my god. And then you jump. And then your life is in his hands. If he messes up, you're dead. But you know, it's not me. Bungee, it's like you have to physically jump yourself.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Nobody's gonna push you. You have to be like, one.
You have
two,
to make the decision.
Three. Yeah. That's the part that just…
Oh, I don't think I could bungee jump.
Oh man.
I haven't bungee jumped, but I would.
Dude, it's so scary.
I went skydiving with my member in Hawaii.
Oh. Yeah.
It wasn't very difficult because like we saw like other people land very like safely.
Yeah.
So that's easy. We just jumped. And then the scariest part was like going up there. Like
yeah,
in
the airplane.
They opened the window and then we just keep going. It's so scary.
I remember I landed and I'm like, okay, I'm not dead. Thank God. Lord, thank you. And then I on my plane was somebody who was doing his first solo jump.
Oh boy.
Solo jump?
Yeah. So without like somebody attached. Oh. So he had got licensing, whatever. And I hear on the walkie-talkie, oh my God. Oh my God. Man. Yeah. And I see him going into the bushes, like the forest over there. And then everybody starts sprinting over. I was like, oh, please don't tell me. And thankfully he did not get hurt. I don't think. I think. I don't know. I pray. But that freaked me out. I was like, I landed safely. But
that's scary.
Ooh. So, but anyways, all to say, bungee jump is worse. That's what I think. All right.
2 feet on the ground.
Are you the biggest risk taker, do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you?
Because, you know, YOLO.
Because even for Road to Kingdom, there was a movement he did where he had to disappear.
Mm.
And the teacher was like, is there a way you could disappear like under?
Smooth.
So he just like threw his body onto the ground.
Like you can like bend your knees and like brace for impact and like do it softly, but like if you watch the chikken
fan cam,
oh boom!
Oh man!
I went like,
but like he didn't hesitate when we first did it either. He just threw his body, and I don't think I can.
I can't it. Either.
I would probably take a while to get that.
I just wouldn't. I'd be like, I'm retiring. Bye. okay. Next one is most likely to misplace their phone.
Oh, what do you mean by this misplaced? Is easy. Loose.
Like lose your phone.
Oh, okay.
One, two, three.
Oh. Been there, done that.
Multiple times.
Really? Yes. Are you very forgetful?
I don't think I am. It's like those moments where your hands are full and then you kind of forget your phone. Like when we went to… I think it was Thailand. I just got the note.
And
I was happy with my phone and everything. And then I left the plane without my phone. And then I was
brand new phone.
I was like… Oh my gosh.
Did you get it back?
No. They couldn't find it.
We were all freaked out because there were like in this phone there was like our pictures, our videos of like our practice videos and stuff.
All of our tracks.
Tracks and new songs.
Oh Jacob, God. Jacob.
Jacob.
But it had a lock on it, so.
Oh Jacob, Jacob.
Oh, but man. Like even in our practice rooms, it's become a catchphrase. Where did I put my phone?
Our dorm, I'll leave my phone somewhere and get changed, shower, come back. I don't remember where it is.
I feel you, dude.
It takes like 3 minutes to… All right.
I thought I had it. Wasn't it just… had it in my head.
Wasn't it just here? What?
This is an impression of something.
Mickey Mouse. I didn't know Jacob sounds like Mickey Mouse. But now we know. Most likely to write a book one day.
Ooh.
1, 2, 3. What would you write your book about?
Mickey Mouse.
Beyonce. The journey of boys to men.
There we go.
Yes.
Very important.
Why did I scratch my knees?
Last one. Who has the weirdest habit? Like a weird, peculiar habit. 1, 2, 3.
Wait.
I don't know.
I don't know. What is your habit?
I sneeze with my nose. I sneeze like this.
Oh.
That's
like his emotions.
No, it's just a habit. It's a habit. I do it.
It is a habit, but like most people do that. Like
I've seen people
do it.
I used to, and then they were like, it kills your brain cells. So I was like, well, I'm already dumb, so I should stop. So I stopped doing that.
Like, I've been doing it for so long. I just put my nose, like my hand here.
Well, because I remember I'd be like in school, and if you go, achoo, and everybody stares at you, so I'd be and it saves the embarrassment. But
yeah.
What's wrong with this? I don't know.
I don't know.
Just dabbing. Okay. All right.
But like when Jacob holds a sneeze, it's not just like a cute little… It's like full body. Close like a meter.
Yes. My sneezes are pretty impactful. So.
Okay. All right.
I'm losing more brain cells every day.
It's like the movie… The most climactic movie without a climax.
There you go. Well, thank you for playing that little speed round with us. We got to start wrapping it up and we got to let you go. So thank you first of all so much for being here on TEDbox Show. It's been a pleasure getting to know you guys.
Ooh.
I know that you guys have an album coming up soon.
Yes. Yep.
Yes. What can you share with us about it? This new comeback. Tell us about this comeback.
Well, this album we really focused a lot. Since it's right after Road to Kingdom.
Yes.
And, you know, we wanted to be able to show our improvements and our something new.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've done so much during Road to Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the fans will be able to see something very new with our performance, with the song. And I'm very excited because I feel like it's going to be a bop.
All right. Looking forward to a bop. Anything you want to add to that?
Oh, like Jacob said, it's something new that we haven't tried before,
mm-hmm.
like the song wise and the performance wise. So I feel like you guys could look forward to this one, and please send us a lot of love and support. Thanks, guys.
Alrighty. Well, thank you guys again for being with us
for having us.
4 episodes now. I know it's a lot of time.
Not at all.
We truly appreciate it. Anything you guys want to say to our listeners and to our viewers all over the world?
Yeah. Thank you for watching and taking interest in the boys. We had a blast. It was such a fun time. Speaking English for such a long time. It's like a very big release.
Okay.
Hopefully we get to speak more English overseas doing concerts worldwide.
Back here one day.
Huh?
Back here one day.
Yeah.
Back
here. Love to…
Back here. Yeah. Of course. Yes. Please watch out for the boys. And send more love for Eric.
Thank you.
With a Z.
With a Z.
Eric.
Eric, anything?
It was a good time. It was a good time. Just talking with Eric. Eric talking with Eric. Yeah.
That's your camera.
Hi.
You're looking at the wrong camera.
Oh wait, that's
you're not in that.
I'm not in that.
You're in here.
What?
It's like, let's do this all over again.
Square one.
Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for checking out this episode of K-pop Tabak with Eric, Jacob, and Kevin of The Boys. Please check out their new album. It is out now. Please subscribe wherever you get your podcast from. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, wherever it is, leave us a nice rating and review because it helps us a lot. And you can see videos from this at youtube.com/divestudios and /divepods. And please, if you can, consider becoming a patron of ours at patreon.com/divestudios and connect with us on all the socials because we're everywhere. All right, we got to say goodbye. Okay, now, do y'all want to improvise a jingle for us?
Okay.
We could do like a unit thing.
Yes.
All right. What should we do here?
Let's just go for it.
Let's harmonize.
All right.
Eric, what's the original key?
Wait, what was the name of the show? Daebak K-pop or K-pop Daebak?
K-pop Daebak. This is
K-pop Daebak. K-pop Daebak. Okay. My brain.
Give us the
K.
Why is it so high?
K.
That's just a starting pitch?
How about K-pop Daebak? Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I think we're all just going… Oh, it needs to go higher, okay?
Oh, so it goes
higher.
Okay.
Okay, if I hit it though, it goes back to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can do it.
All right.
Watch your ear.
Don't start too high.
This is not gonna end.
K-pop Daebak. K-pop Daebak.
Bye, guys.
Thank you.
British Airways is proud to welcome you to our home, to the thrills of London and the hills of Scotland, to delicious roasts and stunning coasts. Then explore Paris and Madrid and roam around Europe. Devour the art and savour the food, or just shop and shop until you flop into bed. Take off to Britain and beyond. Book now for 2021 and change later with our flexible booking options. Terms apply. Visit ba.com for details.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text SUNNY to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text SUNNY to 200-300. That's SUNNY to 200-300. SUNNY to 200-300.